From around the world, this is the Mutual Audio Network. The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
Mikabel, are you there? The music has started. You know that nifty little tune that Darren Lodwick works out for you? Are you there? Are we connecting? Hello?
Testing. One, three.
Arnie, are we connected? Can you hear me now?
Who gets along clear now, Mr. Bell? So go right ahead.
Arnie, can you hear me now?
Oh, boy, let me try this here. And Mr. Bell?
Oops,
wrong frequency. Hold on, you got to pick it up. Mr. Bell?
Hear you now, Arnie. Okay, we are connected. We got everything set up, everything stable?
You're in a stable?
No, I mean, will our connection stay connected now?
You are connected, so?
Arnie, if you're pointing at me to cue me to start talking, remember this is audio, so...
You can start talking now, Mr. Bell!
Hi, John Bell here, currently in the offices of that eccentric quadrillionaire, Scrudge McDuke.
That sounds more like a quad squad trillionaire there, laddie.
I think it's safe to say you're the richest man on Earth.
Oh, no, I'm the richest man in the solar system.
Really?
Well, there is this wee strange creature on Pluto I'm not too sure about.
Yes, we've met. Anyway, you have embarked on the most ambitious transportation plan this world, or any world, has ever known.
Aye, laddie, and we're going to take a ride on it right now.
This will be its maiden voyage.
No need to get personal.
Tell us exactly what you have done.
I have set up a train that goes from here to London.
A train from here to London?
Are you deaf, laddie, or do you just like repeating everything someone says?
Repeating something everyone says? I mean, no, I was just expressing my disbelief. I mean, from here to London is... How far is it?
A wee bit over 4,000 miles.
That's a lot of track.
Come over here and look out the window.
All right, oh my.
Do you see that track?
I see the track.
Do you see it stretching out over the horizon?
That's a long track. It goes all the way to London?
Aye.
Isn't there an ocean between here and London?
You're a bright lad, no matter what everybody says.
Then how does the train...
You'll be finding out soon enough. Let's go downstairs and board the train.
All right. So you've laid over 4,000 miles of track?
Aye.
Between here and London?
Aye.
Wasn't that expensive?
I got over 4 cubic acres of money in me bin. What else am I going to do with it?
I guess you could swim it.
And there she is, the most modern, sophisticated, high-tech engine the world has ever known.
Where? All I see is that old steam locomotive over there.
That's her, laddie. Don't let her looks fool you. I've made some modifications.
Uh-huh.
Let me give you a tour, laddie. Right here behind the engine is the fuel car.
Oh, yeah, this is where all the wood was stacked that they use for the boiler.
Hey, but we won't be using wood, laddie. We'll be using the most expensive, the most volatile liquid the world has ever known.
Oh, you mean like rocket fuel?
Nay, even more flammable than that.
So what's this filled with?
Home printer ink.
Printer ink?
Aye, laddie. Why do you think when you buy a cartridge full of ink that has a thimbleful inside, it costs you $30, $40, $50?
Because it's more than just ink?
Aye, you're catching on. If people knew about this ink, they could put a drop of it in their cars and drive it for weeks.
Okay, what about these two cars back here?
That's for the media, laddie. Each car is filled with reporters from a different cable network.
You couldn't put them all in just one car?
Nay, they'd be at each other's throats.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
Let's climb aboard, laddie. It's time to take off.
This thing doesn't fly, does it?
That's a figure of speech.
All right, we'll just get in the cab here. Okay, ready.
All aboard?
We're already aboard.
See it all aboard before we leave is a tradition, laddie. Sort of like playing the national anthem before the board game.
Oh, okay, well, let's go. To infinity and beyond. Huh? That's a new tradition I just made up.
Well, let's hope the traditional Disney lawyers aren't listening. And away we go.
Nothing's happening.
Wait a minute. Isn't this the go-faster thing?
You mean the throttle?
This is no time for drinking, me lad.
No.
We got to get underway.
Yeah, I understand that, but that's how you go underway. You push the throttle, which is that thing there.
And how do you know that?
Because I watch a lot of steam engine movies.
So you're a train geek?
No, I... Yes.
Then let's push the throttle and be on our way.
We're moving! We're moving!
Oh, this is great! This is great! Can I blow the whistle, huh? Can I blow the whistle, huh? Can I, huh?
Hey, aye, laddie, knock yourself out.
Okay, here goes!
What the heck was that?
Oh, you never watched the Dukes of Hazzard?
That's no sound for a train whistle to make.
Then turn that knob and pick another soon.
All right, let's see what this one is.
That one is in case we go through Flint, Michigan.
Ah, I get the movie reference.
Many won't.
Let's hear this one.
That's when we cut through bicycle paths.
Or listen to some Queen tunes.
Aye.
Let's go with this one.
That's for a future enterprise.
Okay, next.
That's for the beginning of the party to rips.
And this one?
That's the end of the party to rips.
Right. We really seem to be moving along here. How fast are we going?
We're just now topping 200 miles an hour.
And looking ahead, I still see straight track. Are there no curves on this trip?
Not unless you include a bartender.
Hey, watch that.
I certainly plan to.
How in the world did you manage to get tracks straight through the country?
Well, you have lots and lots of money, lad. You can do anything.
Well, what about houses and buildings and...
We cut right through them!
Right through
them? Look out the window, lad. We're going through a mall.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry. Coming through. I better blow the horn.
Okay, that was a bad choice.
We're out to the mall now. We're just going down the highway.
Oh, boy. Listen, I'm getting a little hungry. Do you have anything to eat?
Nay, lad, but don't you fret. We're making a stop now at a Mrs. McGillicuddy's.
Oh, is that a restaurant?
Nay, lad, it's Mrs. McGillicuddy's dining room.
Dining room?
The train goes through her house, and made an arrangement for us to have meals here.
Is that you, McDuke?
Mrs. McGillicuddy, it's so good to see you again.
I've got the tables all set. You and your passengers, come on in.
Everybody out, it's time for lunch. And now for the safety of everybody. All of you cable news reporters who are in the red car, you need to sit at the table on the right. Those of you who are in the blue car, you get the table to the left.
I've got a treat for everybody. I've got some nice boiled potatoes here.
Excuse me, question from the left table.
What is it?
Are those potatoes cage-free?
Faith of God, don't you...
Question from the right table.
What is it?
Were illegal aliens used in the picking of these potatoes?
In the first place, you don't pick potatoes.
Have these potatoes ever been used for Russian vodka?
What kind of a question is...
Did you get them from illegal servers?
No, I...
Have you ever had them in peaches?
In peaches? That would be fake chew.
Excuse me. Shut your traps. That's better. Now, who would like some fresh churned butter from our own cows?
Are these cows burping and contributing to global warming?
Ah, that's just a hoax.
No, cows actually exist.
How'd you like to take this outside?
Oh, where the cows are? No, thanks.
Would you shut your pie holes and put some pie in your holes?
Ms. McGillicuddy, you really should treat the cable news reporters a little bit better. They are human beings, after all.
Oh, yeah? You ever eaten with one?
One last question. Do you ever feel ashamed for stealing lines from Mel Brooks, the producers?
No, because that would mean I would have shame, and anyone who listens to this show knows that I don't.
Everybody back on the train. We're about to head out to London.
So, Mr. McDuke, what happens when we reach the water?
Water?
Yes.
You want some water, lad?
No, I...
Well, I got some scotch over here if you'd rather.
No, I'm asking about when we hit the ocean.
Ocean? Are you that thirsty, lad?
No,
I... The salt is nae good for you, laddie.
No, you...
Unless, of course, you mix it with scotch.
What?
Anything is better if you mix it with scotch.
No, listen...
Here, have some scotch.
I don't want any scotch. I want to know what happens when we hit the ocean.
Oh, when the train gets to the ocean. Why didn't you say so, laddie?
Yes, we're heading 200 miles an hour toward the ocean. To be specific, Pacific.
You got a bit of a stutter there.
No, the ocean we're heading toward. To be specific, it's the Pacific, which is terrific.
Do you talk like this a lot?
Sadly, yes. But what happens? Do you have a bridge? A tunnel? Where do we go?
We go into the ocean, laddie.
Into the ocean?
In fact, we're getting close. We gotta prepare.
Time compression is a wonderful thing.
Pull that green lever, lad.
You made it green just so you could say that, right?
Never mind. Just pull it, lad. It makes the cabin of this engine watertight.
Watertight?
You mean we're going into the water?
Aye.
Won't we drown?
Not if you stop flapping your gums and pull the lever.
You mean this lever?
No.
No?
I didn't say no. I said no.
So it's a new switch.
Nay, I say no. N-O-W, no.
Oh, well, your no's, no's, and now's kind of sound alike. You know what you really need to...
Move over, you dirty, numpty walloper. I'll pull the lever myself.
I was getting to it.
We're booted up and watertight.
But what about the cable news guys who are in the two cars behind us? What about them?
Don't you worry, laddie. Those cars are sealed up as well.
Well, that's good because we're about to hit the water. Wow. So we're traveling underwater on the rails?
Hey, laddie, I had track laid on the ocean floor.
So now we just relax and wait until we reach our destination, huh?
Hey, lad, unless you want to compress time a little.
Well, this is a live broadcast, so I can't possibly...
Several hours later.
Boy, time flies in a podcast.
We're about to reach our destination.
Really? We're about to arrive at London, England?
Hey, laddie, I got other plans than going to London.
Other plans?
I never built these tracks to go to London, actually. They only go out about 30 miles into the ocean.
Whatever for?
I'll let you see for yourself. Let me pull this here.
What just happened?
Look out the back window, laddie.
The two cars with all the cable news guys. You've released them. They're rising to the surface.
Aye, they'll float there for a while with plenty of food and water until they're discovered.
But why did you do that?
That's my business.
What business?
Let's say that there's somebody you find really annoying, and you'd like to make them disappear for a while. You call me, and I give them a nice train trip out into the ocean, where I cut them loose to float around for a while.
And someone paid you to take these cable news reporters and... put them in the middle of the ocean?
Nay, lots of people paid me to do this.
Okay, I can understand that. But what happens now?
Just ahead of us, the track turns around, and we go back to where we came from.
That's amazing. What do you call this business of yours?
I call this service the Last Train to Nowhere.
Oh, no. You can't do that.
Let me explain my business the best way I can think of doing it.
No, please. Don't sing. Don't.
It's the last train to nowhere. And when we leave the station, it becomes a one-way journey to a nowhere destination. We let them go. And there they go. To be seen no more. 'Cause new they're lost upon the briny sea.
Okay, I get an idea of what your business is like. Listen, do you...
It's the last train to nowhere.
I thought you were
and
done.
And new we're headed back.
I guess not.
Our job is done and it was fun. It's the bozos that we lack. Where did they go? No one will know. We are rid of those schmoes. And I don't know who my next passengers will be.
So you haven't lined up anybody for your next trip?
Nay, but I have been contacted by a bunch of people to take out a certain group.
Oh.
But I've never heard of them.
Do you know their name?
Aye, I got it written right here, let's see. Have you ever heard of the Bat-Free?
No. Sounds fake to me. You should probably just not do that one.
Hi, this is Brad Montworth here to tell you you've been listening to Bells in the Bat-Free, episode number 233. Why am I telling you this? Because I had nothing else to do in this episode, and I was just a bit ticked. So I said, Mr. Bell, I want something to do in this episode, or I'll sue! So he told me I could do the end credits, which I'm doing right now. What did I leave out? Oh, that's right. Copyright 2019 by John Bell Creative, LLC. Creative. Huh. Is that it? That wasn't much of a part. What do you mean you're gonna turn my microphone off?
Sure is a clear night, isn't it, Captain?
Yep, matey. These are the kind of nights when the sea plays tricks on you.
Yeah, I recollect one night off Singapore.
Tricks, I say. Like that mirage off the port bow now.
What?
See it kind of bobbing there in the moonlight?
Oh, yeah. If I didn't know better, I'd say it looked like a couple of passenger cars from a train.
Maybe we ought to ease over there and see if they need rescuing.
Ahoy there! We're coming your way to rescue you!
Does your boat have a small carbon footprint?
Do you have any illegal aliens on board?
Are there plastic straws in your galley?
Where is your American flag?
You give whales a wide berth.
Are you working to make the ocean great again?
Do you serve vegan meals?
Does your crew have a right to work?
Your boat only turn left?
No, right!
Left! Right,
you know
left.
What? Let's just move along.
Yeah, let's go below and get a little shut up.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Persephone Rose, executive producer for Postal Roach and the creator of Emperor Pigs. I'm a huge fan of audio drama, and if you're listening to this right now, I've got a sneaking suspicion you might be too. So make sure your headphones are plugged in tight, because you're going to want to hear this. From July 24th through the 26th in 2020, producers, directors, composers, writers, actors, technicians, and fans of audio drama are gathering together for the world's first international modern audio drama convention in Halifax, Nova Scotia. This is going to be amazing. If you like panels, there's going to be panels. Workshops, they've got them. Studio sessions, swag, events, live performances, and most importantly, all your favorite creators are going to be there. You can get all the details and purchase your tickets online at www.madcon.com. That's MADCON.com. See you at MadCon.